From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
It's Thursday, August 11th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Remote work hits equilibrium as salaries do too, and positive signs for the service economy. This is the business of tech. 57% of Americans vacationed in the past year, the highest rate since 2009, per data from Alliance Partners USA. But look deeper, and here's what you'll find. 60% of U.S. professionals are working more on vacations, according to consulting firm Korn Ferry. 63% are taking shorter than usual vacations, 37% log on multiple times per day during vacations, up from 19% in 2021. No better way to unwind than Microsoft Teams at the beach. What about other trends? In 2021, Microsoft Teams saw a 42% rise in chats per person after regular work hours. Flexibility is great. People save nearly 6 hours weekly by commuting less, but they're also spending half of that time doing more work. And let's not forget, in the U.S., 23% of private sector workers don't even get paid vacation. It's hard to relax if it means no dinner. That from Axios. Now, let's layer on a bunch more worker news. With all this talk about remote work, it seems we've hit equilibrium. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics' latest report, just 7.1% of American workers teleworked because of the pandemic in June, down from 15.4% in January. That figure has been hovering around 7 to 8% since April, suggesting we've hit an equilibrium point. Remote work rates vary significantly based on industry. Per BLS, 20% of information workers, 19.7% of those in finance and insurance, and 17.6% of those in professional and technical services worked from home last month. That aligns with a June Eden report. Nearly two-thirds of IT employees reported that the inability to work remotely is a job deal breaker. According to the report, respondents who valued flexible work environments cited the ability to handle at-home and caretaking responsibilities as benefits. For tech employees, flex time and Slack time provide the flexibility they crave. And for tech leaders, flexible work initiatives keep employees happy and productivity high. Skills demand appears to be shifting too. Way down annually are web development needs, messaging and communications, and up are management and process skills. A Gartner study shows that 51% of organizations plan to raise wages only for top performers in the face of inflation. The study polled 130 CEOs and CFOs, asking how their organization plans to adjust compensation for salaried employees to match inflation. The business leaders had to choose between all employees or top performing employees. They also had to choose between selected markets where inflation was the most severe or all markets. Nearly 25% of respondents voted for the most restrictive approach, offering pay increases to only top performers within selected markets. Another 27% voted for raises for only top-performing salaried employees in all markets. In an analysis by Insider, it appears pay is also normalizing across regions. Salaries in Washington, D.C., which used to be 15% lower than those in San Francisco, are now virtually on par with the Bay Area. And thanks to big compensation jumps in Boston, Los Angeles, Boulder, Chicago, Austin, and Denver, Salaries at tech startups in those cities are also within 10% of San Francisco's levels. The great salary convergence is playing out across the white-collar workforce. In Austin, Charlotte, and Milwaukee, salaries for office jobs have soared by 20% or more since the end of 2019, according to Laboric, another compensation platform. During that same period, more than a dozen other metropolitan areas have seen pay jumps in the double digits. In San Jose, meanwhile, white-collar salaries in the heart of Silicon Valley have barely budged, increasing by 1.7%. Let's also note the piece by Insider about the increase in firms that do layoffs for other companies. Those layoff specialists say business is booming. Why do we care? Remote work equilibrium seemed like an important data point. New normal is horrible phrasing, but equilibrium seems viable. At this point, organizations fighting remote work just look dumb. Just saying. Now onto the wage data. That's the headline. Wages are normalizing too, and geography is becoming far less of a factor. You might have thought you could hire in alternate cities to save money. Nope. And despite all the noise about workers losing their power, with unemployment being what it is, it doesn't seem to be the case. Those layoffs seem to be in companies that got bloated, not companies executing on the basics. For most, your planning should include that salaries are competitive and just going up. You're going to need to solve for that. Some market data covered by the team at TechTarget. Quote, the Institute for Supply Management Services PMI, an index closely watched by investors, businesses, and other financial professionals, grew an unexpected 1.4% in July compared with the association's June survey. Based on a poll of purchasing and supply executives, the index tracks activity in several services sectors, including professional, scientific, and technical services, including consulting and computer services. Other sectors represented in the index run the gamut from mining to financial services. Another measure of IT services activity, M&A deals, continues to expand. Drake Starr, a New York-based technology investment bank, reported steady transaction growth in the digital services sector. Digital services includes managed IT services, digital transformation, and business process outsourcing. Drake Starr reported more than 375 M&A deals in digital services for the second quarter. Why do we care? This is my reinforcement of the previous story. The services markets are seemingly strong. And in the current weird economy, not slowing down. I'll be happy to be proven wrong on my nervousness if this continues to play out. And there's a reason for cautious optimism. MSPs are frequently at the forefront of cybersecurity challenges. Between changing customer expectations and the growing threat landscape, you are stretched thin. Need a helping hand? Download research sponsored by Field Effect and learn how offering MDR increases revenue, simplifies operations, and maximizes margins for MSPs. This paper explores the growing managed detection and response market and how to differentiate managed security services with the right MDR solution, including insights from five MSPs who've added Covalence to their offerings and the positive impact on their businesses. Want to learn more? Visit fieldeffect.com/MSP-radio. Thanks for listening. Today is National Son and Daughter Day, so appreciate your kids. Talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP-radio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.